The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
South Carolina Senior Senator Lindsey Graham last week said he believes the FBI showed a double standard in its investigations into reports of foreign interference at the campaigns of Hillary Clinton and now President Donald Trump. Graham said he believes the FBI sought to give Clinton an advantage over the Trump campaign before it could pursue a FISA warrant against individuals who were working for the Trump campaign. Senator Graham would not reveal which foreign governments wanted to assist Clinton in getting elected, but he told Fox News that FBI leadership shot down a request for a FISA warrant until Clinton was briefed on the matter.
But there was an effort by a foreign government to funnel money into her campaign. They picked it up in March. The FBI wanted a FISA warrant to follow the activity. The seventh floor, the leadership of the FBI said, no, you can't get a warrant until you defensively brief her. They did that in October. They gave her a chance to fix the problem. I assume she did. They never did that to Trump. They never told Trump, oh, by the way, you got a Carter Page problem. You got a Papadopoulos problem. As a matter of fact, not only did they not tell Trump, they used a generic briefing to spy on Trump.
Last week, a former FBI lawyer offered a guilty plea to altering an email that one of his colleagues relied on as he sought a court's blessing to surveil a former Trump campaign advisor, a man whose life was turned upside down because of it. He's on our guest line this morning, Carter Page. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Very good, Joey. Great to be with you. Thank you.
Well, thank you, sir, for a few minutes of your time. What an ordeal you have been through these past few years. You're a successful businessman, a graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy. You served proudly in our country's intelligence services. Did you ever dream that you'd become a political target?
Well, I mean, I have just been at the center of so many crimes, unfortunately, and I think it really has created such problems, not only for the great Chairman Lindsey Graham, who you just cited, but also going all the way up, as Chairman Graham himself mentioned, to do absolutely terrible damage to President Donald J. Trump. It really is unthinkable. So I guess long answer to your question, absolutely not. I don't think anyone could have ever dreamed how corrupt and dishonest these criminals could have been.
Yeah, yeah. Now, to be clear, when this was happening a few years ago, when you became a target of these rogue FBI agents, had you ever even met Donald Trump?
Not only had I not met him then, I have never met him in my entire life. And it just illustrates, number one, how corrupt the media and certain elements of the U.S. Department of Justice, as well as the U.S. intelligence community, have been. And just what a massive uphill battle it has been to restore our country and restore institutions in Washington that have just been so entirely dishonest and corrupt.
Yeah. Last week, when we all learned that Mr. Kleinsmith was pleading guilty to changing this email, that had this not been done, your life probably would not have been upended. What were your thoughts when you learned this?
Well, when I first saw that charging document, which again Chairman Graham has been looking at, and his committee, the Senate Judiciary Committee in Washington, has just done tremendous work. To me, it's just the tip of the iceberg. If you read that document very closely, they refer to my work with the CIA previously and how the CIA gave information, accurate information, to, quote, certain members of the Crossfire Hurricane team. Now, these are the individuals within the FBI and other parts of the U.S. Department of Justice who were involved in this corrupt scheme to interfere in the last presidential election in 2016.
Yep. All right. So your book has just been published, Abuse in Power, How an Innocent American Was Framed in an Attempted Coup Against the President. Talk with us about your book. We know why you wrote it, but talk with us what we will find in your book.
Well, I'm really sharing my full story for the first time. And again, a lot of it builds upon some of the initial essential work that Chairman Lindsey Graham and his team on the Senate Judiciary Committee have done in terms of breaking open this horrific scandal, which did so much damage to our country. So Chairman Graham, in early 2018, was able to, he and Chairman Chuck Grassley on the Senate Judiciary Committee jointly put together a serious investigation. And that uncovered just terrible crimes by the Democrats. And unfortunately, with those revelations, they started a U.S. Department of Justice Inspector General report in early 2018, which was finally released in late 2019, just last December. And with that, there were various revelations, which only told part of the story. And it became clear to me, in order for the American people to really understand what happened in this tragic incident in American history, it's essential that I give the rest of the story. Unfortunately, it was a little bit of a garbage in, garbage out situation, and it's exactly what Chairman Graham has been correctly noting, has obstructed the important work that he has been leading in the U.S. Senate. But so it's something which adds a much clearer picture. Unfortunately, it's been a garbage in, garbage out situation where a lot of the same criminals who were involved in these corrupt acts are the ones providing all the information now to the U.S. Department of Justice. So it's a vicious circle just getting worse and worse. And I needed, particularly before, we're less than 70 days to the next presidential election. And I realized that this word and really the full story has to get out before, so that we can restore American democracy.
Sure. On our guest line this morning, Carter Page, who, of course, was at the center of this really, what an experience, and just a great American. And you have to ask yourself, if it can happen to Carter Page, it can happen to anyone. And that's the truth, right?
Absolutely. And unfortunately, it has happened. And this is where, tribute to Chairman Graham. He has stood up for not only his constituents in South Carolina, but really trying to do fundamental reforms for all Americans. I mean, these are historic crimes, the likes of which we've never seen in the history of the United States. It's somewhat reminiscent of the J. Edgar Hoover FBI, which put so many lives at risk and really dug deep into the internal workings of political actors in the United States. This level of corruption brings it to the next level. And let me tell you why. A big part of it is the great amount of power that the intelligence community has now with new technologies. So when it was J. Edgar Hoover in the 1960s spying on Dr. Martin Luther King and others, they're just wiretapping phones, breaking into his house, etc. This, with mobile smartphones, they can essentially look into every aspect of your life. And the technologies now are infinitely greater by comparison to prior scandals, which, again, were complete outrage. Yeah. And I think this is, this is what Chairman Graham and others have been doing in terms of forming the United States.
Well, and you mentioned J. Edgar Hoover, and I've read a lot about the man over the years, and you think how he would handle things, and just what a terror he could be with today's technology. And you also think, and with me this morning, Carter Page, you think, well, that kind of stuff can't happen anymore. You know, we've got safety things in place here to where, you know, Americans can't be spied on. You know, Americans can't fear their own government. But that didn't turn out to be true with you.
You're absolutely right, Joey. And unfortunately, and this is a big challenge, and I know Chairman Lindsey Graham has been talking about this and fighting with the corrupt bureaucracy in Washington to try to get to the bottom of this and reform the U.S. government. But unfortunately, you know, and as he has been battling with for over 2.5 years already, unfortunately, they keep covering things up.
Yeah.
You know, all of these things are cloaked in secrecy, and he has been battling to try to get all the documents, all the information. Unfortunately, they have not given it yet, but I think he is now, after being extremely diligent and sticking up for his constituents in South Carolina and all innocent Americans, I think finally there's starting to be some progress after all the incredibly hard work that he has done, et cetera.
Yeah.
So I'm cautiously optimistic that we may be at a turning point here.
Yeah, and let's hope and pray that we are. You can read all about it, Abuse in Power, How an Innocent American Was Framed in an Attempted Coup Against the President. It's out today. You can go to your favorite bookseller, or go to Amazon, wherever you buy your books, and get this Reagan republished book by Carter Page. Hey, Carter, God bless you. Thank you for what you've done for your country. And I thank you. I want to thank you personally, because again, it could happen to anybody, and somebody's got to speak up. And I'm glad that you're speaking up.
Well, thank you as well, Joey. And, you know, a core problem, which we didn't have a chance to talk to you about much, was the media and the
yeah.
fact that you and a small handful of other journalists are trying to get the word out, I think is essential for all of South Carolina, but all of America, too. So thank you so much for your service as well.
Sure thing. Have a blessed day. Carter Page, you can pick up his book at your favorite bookseller, Abuse in Power. Again, this can happen to anybody. You would think that these types of things can't happen anymore, but they do. They do. And Carter Page, his life turned upside down because of some rogue FBI agents.